From mom, stepmom, wife, and co-parent, come with me on this new chapter of new beginnings and adventures to becoming Bonnie, a different mom and a co-parent. Hey everybody, and welcome to a new episode of Becoming Bonnie. It's been a while. If I'm being honest, I was not going to continue my podcast because I was a little scared of getting a message that said stop talking about me and my family. You know, just this podcast can create a little bit of chaos in my family, simply just with my ex-husband. But then I had to remember why I started this podcast. Not only to share my story, but when I've talked to people that have blended families, either their spouse had another child before they were together, or they had a child, or now they're separated from the person they had children with, they didn't quite understand why their stepchild or child felt a certain way, because they came from full homes, which is okay. Because why would you think a child is stressed if they have everything they physically need in your home? When people would talk to me about big or small things that were happening with their child or stepchild, I would give them my input as a stepchild, a stepmom, or a woman going through a separation, and they would tell me, I never thought of it this way. Now it makes sense. And that is why I started this podcast. Yes, Becoming Bonnie. To show that, you know, I came out of a cocoon and I'm becoming this beautiful butterfly that can finally spread her wings. But to hopefully enlighten and help people understand how much more it takes to blend a family. Yes, it takes love, but it takes a lot of work and a lot of understanding. I also received messages from people that connected with my story, that they were seeing things in a different perspective. When was the next episode going to come out? So here I am, continuing to tell my story, my life, and what I have learned as a stepchild, as a stepmom, as a mother of two girls, as a single mother, as a single woman. I wasn't going to do seasons of my podcast. I was just going to do episodes and just let it run. But then I realized that we have seasons in life. So I felt it would only be appropriate to do seasons of this podcast. Even though I plan that my seasons will still share from my past, because that has ultimately molded me into the person I am, and the person I was, into the person that I want to become. For my first episode of this season, I'm going to do what my friends call a mixtape. Because episode one, season one, was only 3 minutes long, and that's what he called it. So here goes mixtape number two. In season one, you learned a little bit about me, who I am becoming. You learned about my separation and my heartache. You learned about how my healing journey started. You learned about my life with my dads, my relationship with my stepdad now. But you learned about the wonderful people I surround myself with. And I want to note that my wonderful village has grown since my journey started, and I love and appreciate every single one of them. I also introduced my stepson to y'all. Now I have to tell you, I am still married. So technically, I still do have a husband, even though we've been separated for 2.5 years, but we will still be calling him my ex-husband. I have learned that not all friendships are healthy, despite how much you might love them. And no matter how many years of friendship there are between you two, that doesn't mean anything. I learned to take accountability for what I have done, what I have allowed to be done to me, and how I can learn from it, and how I let it affect me. I'm not gonna lie, as much as I am loving my life right now and everything positive that is happening in it, I do miss my old life. I miss my son and the relationship we had. I miss our blended family that I put so much work and effort into so that all of my children were able to enjoy. I miss coming home to my husband and children and having a full house of what I thought was just love. I hate that my girls have to go from one house to another, but I am learning how to become a single woman and mother out in, even in public, because I know you single parents feel me. It is hard to go out in public alone, but I'm slowly mastering it, one adventure at a time. I don't think I'll ever stop missing some of those things, but the Bonnie I'm becoming because of this heartache and loss, I just can't believe I'm this Bonnie now. And I can't wait to see how much more I can grow, I can learn, how much more love and happiness is to come for me and my girls. So I'll see you guys in season 2, episode 2.